Okay, good evening, everyone. We are, we'll continue now with Hashem with the halachos of Borer. And we've been saying that when if a person is Borer, if a person does Borer for the purpose of a upcoming meal, it's okay to do it as long as it's within the amount of time that they estimate that will take them to prepare for the meal, with the idea being that as soon as they finished all the preparations, they'll begin the meal. So that's called immediate use. And what I want to explain now, add a point, that even if part of what you being borer or everything you're being borer is not going to be used till the end of the meal, which might be 2-3 hours from now. For example, let's say you want to peel some oranges for a fruit salad for dessert. And as I said, it's not going to be used for a few hours. So that's okay. As long as now you're preparing for the meal and when you complete your preparations, the meal will begin, it's okay to do borer for any part of the meal. Now, it's not okay to do borer for later in the day. Let's say you're also having company coming over later in the day, and you say, you know what, I'll put out some fruit at that point. So while I'm peeling oranges or bananas, I'll peel more than I need. I know for sure I don't need more than a certain amount for the meal, but let me now peel some extra ones so I'll have them for the guests who are coming later. So that's not okay. Even if the guests are coming over right after the meal, but they're not coming for this meal, so I can't prepare now in the, you know, within the whatever it may be a period of time before the meal, I can't prepare for food for later, for anything that's going to be used after the meal. Only that which is going to be used during the meal can I prepare for now. Now, let's say a situation where you, after the Friday night meal, you want to wash off the silverware with cold water, wash it off in a permissible way in order to use it again, the same silverware you want to use Shabbos morning. So you wash it, and let's say you even leave it all together in a container or something. You're not sorting it out or anything, but you want to dry it. And to dry it, so you need a towel. Now, you don't have a towel readily available, but you have a laundry basket, clean laundry, that was washed before Shabbos, washed on Thursday, whatever it may be. And the basket now has your children's polo shirts and whatever, all sorts of different things, and some towels. It has a towel or some towels that'll be appropriate for what you need. So in order to get the towel, you need it. You need to be borer. You need to select the towel, the good from the bad. Remember, borer applies even to non-food items. So you want to select the good from the bad. But the question is it for immediate use? I don't need the silverware till tomorrow. But the halach is you're allowed to, because I'm not being borer the towel for the meal. I'm being borer the towel to dry off the silver. I want to wash the silver now and dry it, which I'm allowed to do that. And in order to dry it now, I need a towel. So I'm allowed to do borer when I need it to dry the silver. I'm allowed to do borer because I'm drying this. I'm using the towel immediately, albeit that the silverware will then not be used till tomorrow. But that's okay. Well, let's take another case. Let's say you're having a shiur in your house at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon, and it's 2 o'clock after the Suda, and you want to prepare a little bit. So you want to serve some cake for that shiur. You want to put out some cake. So the trays of cake are all mixed together, all combined. They all look similar. You have to do borer to find the cake that you want and to pick out the cake you want from amongst other cakes which of different types or other trays that may contain cooked chicken or a potato kugel. And that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for the aluminum pan that has the cake in it. So you'd have to do borer. So are you allowed to be borer that now at 2 o'clock? What do I want to do? I want to cut up the cake now and put it out on plates for later. So that's not okay. Meaning it's not, if the cake was in front of me, then I could. There's nothing wrong with cutting up cake at 2 o'clock to serve it at 5 o'clock. Nothing wrong with putting it out on trays at 2 o'clock. But what is wrong is you can't be borer. If the cake is in a taruvis, you're not allowed to be borer that cake in order to cut it. Even though you want to cut it up now, that's not called, you're not using it now. You're using it later. You're serving it later. Right now, I just want to facilitate it. I want to prepare it now. So I'm not allowed to do borer. I'm not allowed to do borer on that cake for later. But as I said, if the cake is in front of me, so I want to cut up the cake now, that I'm allowed to do. So let's say this: the knife though is in a taruvis. The knife that I need is mixed up with other things. So that I would be allowed to do. I'd be allowed to take the knife out of the taruvis because I want to use the knife right now. The purpose of the knife is to cut the cake. I don't need the knife when I'm at 5 o'clock when I'm serving the guests. I need the knife right now to cut up the cake. That's like the towel. Just like I need the towel right now to dry the silverware. It's irrelevant that I don't need the silverware till Shabbos morning, but I need the towel right now to dry the silverware. I need the knife right now to cut up the cake. So if the cake, again, if the cake is in a taruvis, I'm stuck. I can't take it out for later because I need the cake at 5 o'clock. I don't need the cake now. I would like to set it up now, cut it up now, but I'm not using it till 5 o'clock. So I can't be borrowed the cake. But the knife I'm using now, assuming the cake is available in front of me, it's not in a mixture. So I need the knife to cut it up. So I'm using the knife now. So the knife, I could be borrowed from the taruvis. Now, also want to clarify the following, that when we say that you're only allowed to do borrowed for immediate use does not include, does not mean the last possible time. What do I mean? I'll give you a classic example. You have guests in your house and they're staying in one of the bedrooms that normally your child or children occupy, and they're giving up the room to the guests. And they need clothing. They have their clothing in the closet of the room, so they need their clothing to get dressed Shabbos morning. And they didn't take out the clothing in advance before Shabbos, which would have made the most sense, but okay, they didn't do that. So now it's Friday night. And they figure, look, if Shabbos morning, when they're going to want to get dressed, they're not going to be able to go into the room because, you know, the guests will be occupying the room. They can't barge in on them at 8 o'clock in the morning. Right now, though, Friday night before the guests go to sleep. So the thing would be you would think, okay, now's the chance to get your clothing out of the bedroom. So you'll have it tomorrow morning. You won't have to disturb anyone. But if the clothing are in a mixture, which they very well may be, you can't do borer. It's not mutter to do borer. Let's say you have a bunch of blouses, which are all in the closet, you know, one right next to each other. So you really have to select, you have to pick out the one blouse that you want. They're not all the same. It's a mixture of different items. And you'd have to pick out, you know, your daughter has to pick out the blouse that she wants from amongst the other ones. So that would be borer. Or you have a drawer full of socks. Socks, and socks is also, if they're different colors or different sizes, they're not all usable. If you have a drawer they're all with pairs of socks, they're all identical. They're all whatever, a boy has black socks, they're all black and they're all the same size. He just has to take one pair. So then that'd be mutter to take right now. That's not called borer, because that's called min echad. That's not a taruvis of different things. That's all one min, all one. It's all black socks, all size 9 through 11, whatever it may be. So there's no borer involved. But let's say the drawer contains different colored socks, especially if it's a girl who is not going to wear the blue socks with the whatever dress or whatever maybe. She's particular about the color socks she takes. The boy might be also. But if they're different color socks, then there's a shaila borer. Or if they're different sizes, they don't all fit her. Some socks she outgrew, or some socks belong to her, you know, her 4-year-old sister. And she's 10-year-old, so she can't wear the little socks. So that's already borer if they're all mixed together. Okay, so now she's not allowed to go into the room at Friday night to be borer clothing for Shabbos morning, because that's not for immediate use. Even though, well, but Shabbos morning, I'm not going to be able to do it. It's my last chance. So that's what I'm saying. The fact that it's your last opportunity to do it doesn't make it immediate. Doesn't make it immediate use. So what would you do in a case like that if you didn't remember to prepare the stuff before Shabbos? So what you could do is, instead of taking out one blouse, take out a whole bunch of blouses. Take out with her, grab 6 or 7 blouses. So she's not being boring. She's taking a taruvis. She's taking a whole mixture, which contains the blouse that she'll wear and other blouses. And then hang the 7 blouses up in her, you know, in the room that she's staying, or put them down on a couch or whatever it may be. Or take a whole bunch of socks. Don't just take one pair of socks. Take a whole collection of socks. So and then leave them together. So that's a taruvis. You weren't borer. You just took part of the taruvis away. But excuse me, you weren't borer anything. You had a taruvis which maybe contained 20 pairs of socks, and you took half of them. So you split the taruvis in half. But that's not called borer. I didn't take good from bad, bad from good, nothing. I just took half of the taruvis away from the other half. So take that out and put it down. And tomorrow and Shabbos morning, when she's ready to get dressed, then she'll pick out the particular socks that she wants to wear from amongst the other socks. Now, going back for a moment to the case of the silverware, if you do wash the silverware shop Friday night, and when you dry it, you naturally pick up individual pieces at a time, because you know, it's just easier to pick up a piece and try, pick up a piece and try. Once you've done that, once you've picked up the silverware to dry it, now, like, you picked up the silverware basically with no selection. You weren't selecting one for the, you're just picking up whatever piece is there to dry it right now. Now that it's separate, you could already leave it separate. You don't have to mix it back together. So now, unless you have a tray where has separate compartments, so you could now, once you've picked up a fork and dried it, so now I have a fork in my hand which is separate from, it's no longer part of the mixture. I wasn't borrowing it because I took it just to dry it. I didn't pick a fork or anything. I just picked whatever's there to dry it. So now that I did, I could put it down in the silverware tray. And then when I pick the next one, I pick up happens to be a spoon, I could put it down in the other compartment. I'm not mechuyev, I'm not obligated to mix it back up because I don't need it for now, as long as when it got separated, it was not done with bore. And I'm going to tell you another chiddush, and this is from Ramosha Zatzal, and other posts can agree. There are those that disagree, but Ramosha says this, and it's not something that he's not alone in this chiddush. And that is that if you have a way of undoing the whole taruvis without borer, you also count. For example, let's say you have the silverware, it's all mixed up. It's Shabbos morning, before you're going to shul, you want to be able to set the table so that you can come home and start the meal sooner than later. But it's not immediate use right now. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning and you're planning on going to shul and the meal's not going to start till 12 o'clock, whatever it may be. So is there a way, what would be the way to be able to set the table, use the silverware? So what you need to do is undo the taruvis. So how do you undo the taruvis? So Rav Asher says, if you take the silverware and you fling the whole thing out over the dining room table or any other appropriate surface, you give a big motion, which will cause it all to scatter, and scatter enough that it's not mixed together anymore. Let's say, if you have, 150 pieces, it's going to be very difficult. But if you have, 25 pieces or whatever it is, you may be able to accomplish this, where you take it and you fling it in a way that it scatters and it separates. So the pieces, pretty much, they're not touching anymore, or maybe they're barely touching, but they're very clearly distinguishable and discernible. Now, they're not all mixed together in one bucket or in one heap. They're all discernible, very clearly discernible one from another. Now it's no longer a taruvis. So what you've done is you've undone the taruvis without doing borer. That's not called borer, at least according to the Shita Rav Moshe and many others. That's not an act of borer. That's just an act of scattering. I scatter the taruvis. Now that I have a situation of a non-taruvis, now I could take the pieces I want and put them where I want on the table, because at this point I'm not doing any borer. I'm simply moving the pieces from one location to another, which is perfectly fine. Okay, thank you very much. Have a good evening, everybody. Bye-bye.